Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to save you money on energy. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, our weekly get-together as we get closer and closer to 2016 Answers to Energy Expo coming up on the 20th this month. I can't believe it. It is here. It's coming up on the 20th, Saturday, from 9 until 4 at Player's Choice in Appleton. And there are directions on our website. If you need directions, there is a list of all the exhibitors that are going to be there. We've got about 45, 50 that are going to be coming. We have stages. We have four different stages that are going to be talking about all the different seminars we've got. So my advice to everybody is to think of what you want to learn that day, what maybe you're doing in your business, what maybe you're doing in your household that has to do with going green, living green, or saving green, and then look for the seminars that would match up with that, and then you can start your day building around those seminars, because we do have 24 seminars throughout the day. So you're going to have to make sure that you don't miss it, the ones that you want to attend, and then have time to get through some of the exhibitors at the expo as well. So we're looking forward to that. Today we have our friends, as always, Werner Electric Supply. We've got project manager Ben Leroy. Is it Leroy or Leroy?
Leroy.
Leroy. Ben Leroy with us. And also joining him from MBA is Mark Crumnow, and we're going to explain the relationship in a second between these two, and Mark's going to be doing a presentation, a seminar at the expo. We'll talk about that as well. But Ben, why don't we start off what your role is at Werner Electric Supply?
Like you said, I'm the product manager for the line Solera that we're going to be talking about today, but my title is for safety products, clean energy, and tools. And in there is some efficiency products like Solera heating and cooling ventilation products.
So when people come to you though, Ben, they come to you first. Do they come to you first, or do they go to Mark first?
So we manage a lot of the customer relationships, and gotcha. As we're working with them and identifying needs, we'll maybe see something where heating products are needed for a particular zone. And so we'll work with them at first, and then we'll pull in someone like Mark at MBA to be more technical on this particular product group.
And speaking of technical, Mark openly said to me, so I can say this, openly said to me right away, I'm a geek. So we can give you that classification.
Yes, you can.
You proudly say. So tell me about your geekness. How geeky are you?
In our little company, yes, I'm the nerd in the group, and I don't wear plaid jackets or anything like that.
No, no.
And bow ties, and nothing against that.
Nope.
But ones and zeros in my head work a lot better than trying to match clothing. It works a lot easier for me.
Well, you don't look like a geek, okay? So that's the other thing.
Here's your $20.
Thank you. MBA Corporation, and so you work with Werner Electric. I imagine you work with other companies as
yes.
well.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Ben comes to you and says, I've got a project,
mm-hmm.
And you go in, do you go in and do the analysis and then report back to Ben? Is that how that works?
Yes, we go through the wholesale channel. Like Werner, and I am basically an extension of Ben as a technical support. Their okay. technical arm out in the real world. There's no way that Ben, with all of the lines that he's doing, all the energy efficiency and security and everything like this, that he can become an expert in everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing all the time. So again, that's where Ben calls me and says, hey, Mark, what can you do here? We got a nice job. Go take a look at this. And I like going out with Ben to look at the job so that he, every single time I go out with an inside or an outside person, they learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gives them a little step up for the next project. And pretty soon after 10, 20 projects, all of a sudden they're almost an expert like me.
Mm-hmm. So, well, let's take your example here of, we're going to talk about your own company, but Werner Electric Supply, you've just built a new brand new facility. So you're building a brand new facility. I mean, you got the experts, so this probably is a moot point. But a company that is building a brand new facility like you are doing would say, okay, we need to figure out how we're going to heat and cool this. We've got some rooms that need more cooling, some that need more heating. And then you would go in and do and say, okay, I've got some experts that we're going to bring in that we're going to analyze this whole situation based on your needs. And that's where Mark would come in. Am I correct at all?
Absolutely.
Okay.
New construction, or if it's in an existing facility like dock doors or something, there's a lot of cold air coming in or ice buildup. It's something that's recognized by the end user or one of our sales team walking through the facility. And then we'd maybe make a suggestion, and if they're interested to learn more about it, then we'd reach out to Mark and pull them in.
So, and Mark, for the most part, what you're doing, again, correct me if I'm wrong, is more the HVAC end of things, heating and cooling, or is there other lines that you do as well?
We've got everything from simple plumbing products to hydronic heat to infrared heat to high velocity cooling and heating. We've got everything under the sun.
Okay.
Get it under the sun.
I get it. I got that.
Okay,
yeah,
just
very
making
good.
Sure.
Very good.
Not
so,
make it too slow here, you know.
No, it's morning. So, Ben, when you know, it's got to be a daunting task, because when you're going in and they're saying, we've got an issue here, you probably could present them two or three or four different ideas, correct?
In most cases, yeah, it could be that way.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's trying to understand what they're trying to accomplish with that, and then presenting the best application solution.
So when you talk with them, that narrows things down about where you need to go, where your expert would come in, right? Okay. Let's go.
If I can interrupt.
Sure.
For in-house training, what I always like to try to do is give Ben a strong overview of what the capabilities are of this, not to the point that he's going to design every system, but just so that he's aware, hey, if you run into an application like this, wow, this could be a great device for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and like Ben was said, okay, then let's bring in Mark for a little bit further details.
Okay. So what you're doing then, Mark, is you're going to educate Ben as much as he can. So when he goes out to his clients, he's got you in his holster, so to speak.
You got it.
Right? Okay. So he doesn't forget about you. That's your job.
I'm trying.
Now, let's talk about when you're going to be going to existing companies that maybe, do you find, Ben, you mentioned there's buildup of ice or something along there. Do companies even realize that they have an issue? And you bring it to their attention? Is those are things that you do?
Maybe in some cases. Generally, it's not always me that's going in there. It's, you know, the way Warner works is we have kind of layers. You know, I'm product support for our account managers, who then develop and maintain those relationships with the end users. And so a lot of the ways that I'm trying to manage and bring in lines like Solera, I try to educate our sales team that, hey, there's products out there like this that we can support our end users with. And so when they're out there talking to them, you know, they may point some things out if they're doing a walkthrough, but generally it's just letting the end users know that, hey, this is something that we can help you out with. And so anytime something comes up, make sure you give us a call.
And you're going to do a little mini version of that at the expo, because you've got a huge booth and you're going to be there, but you have your partners that are going to be with you as well. So when people have questions, you're going to be like kind of the front line, and then say, well, then you need to talk to this person, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So if people are coming to the expo and they want to go find, what are some of the things they're going to see at the Warner Electric booth?
Well, there's going to be a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll be showing off, you know, clean energy, all of our solar products that we support. I know there'll be a lot of our installers there that we work with too, but just kind of educating some high level things to consider for solar. With Mark and Solera, we'll be displaying some of their infrared spot heating products. And then, you know, even for my products that I oversee is, you know, like Panasonic ventilation, which is Energy Star, bath fans.
Okay.
There probably will also be some sort of LED lighting, or as you've had on this show before, the Lutron Caseta, which is more controls and efficiencies.
Well, what I've said too about the show is that when you get to the Werner Electric booth, plan on staying there a while, because there's a lot of things to see. There's going to be a lot of things that you're going to be able to show people.
Yeah, at our booth, there'll be a lot of different things to show, and a lot of experts there to talk about the products too, to help define and just saying, hey, what's this? Well, here's what it is, but here's also some areas where it might be beneficial for you to check it out.
Okay. I want to bring up too, we're going to take a break, but I want to talk next about exactly what they can expect at the expo with Mark, and we'll talk a little bit about infrared in a second. But the seminar that is going to take place is going to be on the Appleton Solar Stage at 1:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, the 20th of February, and it's called Energy Efficient Spot Heating. And this is the little article here about it. Infrared Electric provides a cost-effective heating solution to a multitude of different indoor and outdoor applications. This presentation explores different opportunities for spot heating instead of heating the entire area. Discover why you should choose near electric infrared heating compared to other heat sources. And I know this has been a popular topic and one of the hottest topics as far as spot heating, that at least that I know about, right?
Is
that,
yes, am I right? It's very hot.
Yeah, and I know, pun intended. let's take a break, and we're going to talk in detail about what you'll find out about that at the expo and with their line of Solera products. We'll be back after this.
A good contractor will put just as much time and effort into small jobs as they do into large jobs. That's why businesses big and small hire R.J. Albright Construction to do their new builds or remodeled work. Here's an example. R.J. Albright has done large projects for Oshkosh Truck, Simeon Apartments, and EAA Air Venture, but they've also done work for smaller businesses too, like J&R Auto Services, Addison Jones Real Estate, and Davis Child Care Center. When you're ready to build, go with a contractor that's made the Fox Valley their home for over 45 years, R.J. Albright Construction. You'll get personal service focused on your needs, because R.J. Albright has their own carpenters, laborers, and concrete finishers in-house to work directly with you. Go to rjalbright.com and click the portfolio page to view the hundreds of buildings they've constructed. Call 800-521-3437. That's 800-521-3437. Or go to rjalbright.com. RJ Albright, builders you can trust.
With you on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. I'm being joined today by Mark Krumnow, who is with MBA Corporation, and also we've got from Werner Electric Supply, the product manager, Ben Leroy. Leroy?
Leroy.
Well, I'm going to get that wrong every time.
That's
Leroy.
Right. I hear it every day.
Do you? Okay. I don't feel that bad. Okay, let's talk about, Mark, kind of why you're here today with the Solera line. Solera lines? Okay. Solera lines of this kind of heating system, which I'm not all that familiar with, when I imagine this is not new to you, but the infrared heating. Explain infrared heating, how that all works, so people listening will understand.
Okay,
the first
no
thought.
Problem. There's a few different types of heating. A lot of people are used to like forced air heat in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're seeing is the furnace comes on, and all of a sudden you hear a little bit of air movement and everything like that. And that's called convection heating, where it's actually heating the air, and the air eventually, being warm, will heat up objects around you. There's another source called conduction. That would be like on your electric stove, where you put a pot on it and that electric heat is in contact with it, and that's warming it up. And then there is infrared. Now, infrared is a kind of unique energy. It's sort of like the sun, sort of like the campfire. And that, believe it or not, does not heat the air. What it does is heats large molecules. So in this case, with the Solera heaters, if you're standing there or sitting down, it's heating you. It's heating the chair. It's heating the floor. But it is not heating the air. What happens then, air currents go by you, and all of a sudden, from you or the chair or the desk, whatever it may be, it starts warming up the air from a large mass object. So again, like I said before, Bill, you are not a large mass object, but you're, from a molecule point of view, that's what infrared does.
Okay. So the question then needs to be asked, why? Why would I need that? Why is this this different way of heating is valuable?
Well, as an example, say, for example, you love your 1957 Chevy that you love to go out in the garage and work on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could heat up your entire garage, which is a four-stall garage, with some type of convective heat. Or right where you're working, you can turn on a Solera heater, and that will immediately hit just you and the area you're working on, where you're not wasting all that energy heating up the four-stall garage where you're only working in one stall.
Okay.
You could do it outside by a hot tub, because you can actually leave these units out in the pouring rain and there's no problem whatsoever.
Really?
So, yes. So you can heat that hot tub area with no problems.
Wow. So how much radius does this reach?
The Solera heaters come in anything from a 1.5 kW, and I will explain that, all the way up to 6 kW. You're looking at above the ground of maybe anywhere from 6.5 feet up to 15 feet, depending on the size of unit you're looking at. And you're probably throwing an area of approximately 10 by 10 to all the way up to maybe 15 by 15 square feet, depending on if you're mounted on the side of a room or a building or above.
Okay.
And it throws a lot of beautiful heat, and it's instantly. So it's not building up, again, like with convection heat. You turn it on, and literally within 2 seconds, you're feeling that heat.
When you're talking, and I've already come up with different images here of, oh, would that be good for this? Would that be good for that? I'm thinking like these outdoor patios at bars and restaurants that
beautiful
they have.
Beautiful example.
Is that where we're talking?
Right. About? Now, I also did mention I will get back to the applications. I was different sizes are available.
Mm-hmm.
The best way I can describe the different from 1.5 to 4 kW to 6 kW, say, for example, you're sitting 5 feet away from a campfire and you've got two logs on it. Well, all of a sudden, more people are coming, or you want to move back farther. If you put four logs on it or six logs, you could be very, very warm at that 5 foot, or you could go back actually 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So again, depending on the application you've got, is depending on the power output that you want on here. Applications from indoor to in a garage environment to outdoor in the pouring rain. You can do all these different applications from, like, for a bar, a smoking application.
Mm-hmm.
To let those people not in the bitter cold, they can do this. They can hit a timer button. It'll come on instantly for predetermined by the owner, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you want. You can control them, so you don't have to go from zero up to 100%. You can be at 90%, 80%, 70%. So you can turn these on already in September, October, versus a 100% you'd be comfortable in December or January. So there's a lot of different applications in a commercial environment. It could be out on the docks where people are loading and unloading vehicles. It could be applications, a dog groomer. They're out in the garage. They can just have that just where you're, grooming the dogs. obviously, that's a personal one that we've got one in our own garage.
Okay.
I don't groom the dogs. My wife does, but she's very, very happy that she's not very good.
I was just thinking, boy, a dog groomer, that applicate, that's not one I would have thought of, but Mark did. I didn't understand where that came from. Now
my,
I do.
My wife likes me long time now because of this dog grooming heating station. And like I said, what's really nice about that, again, she might have it at 30% just to get the little bit of a tinge off. Or in the really cold months and that polar vortex is coming through, she might be at 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But this can be done commercial, residential, indoor, outdoor. It could be a hobby down in your basement. Instead of heat in your basement, you turn it on 10 or 20%, hardly any power whatsoever. But you can be working on your woodworking projects or your quilting or anything you choose.
That is awesome. You know, the other issue I wanted to bring up, too, because I think people who are listening may have the idea of this is one of those heater things that you put in your room, you crank it up, and it's really hot, and we've had reports of it being those things are dangerous. This is not one. This is a whole different thing.
Right.
Talk about safety in that that aspect.
Okay. One of the biggest things, especially when you're using it outdoors, is oh my gosh, it's on. This is an electrical device. It's not resistive type heat. It's called near infrared. And, oh, it's starting to rain. We didn't turn it off. It's going to blow up. No. During a lot of my seminars and presentations, I take a water squirt bottle, and I'm just nailing it, and people are, you know.
Expecting.
Yeah, expecting it to blow up. You're going to kill yourself. No. This is how this is designed. And, again, so it's from a safety point of view, very, very nice features. You can, like I said, do it indoors, making sure that you still have your clearance to your combustibles and things like that, which are right in the operating installation instructions. But it's very, very doable. Very doable.
And I'm looking, you have some papers out in front of you here, and I'm looking at some of this. It seems like there's different designs, and why are there different designs for the application?
There are things like where you can have it like these parasol heaters that you see in some types of restaurants or bars.
Yeah.
But instead of gas, where it's heated on propane, you're doing it with electrical, and you're probably looking at ballpark from an energy point of view, maybe only 10% or 20% given the same heat output compared to the LP.
Hmm.
Once it's hooked up to electrical, you don't have to constantly replace the tanks. This is once there, it's all done. You're looking at very different architectural. Do you want a thin one? Do you want it more directional? Do you want it more broad? Do you want it closely mounted? Do you want less, when they say near infrared, you have some visible light. Do you want less visible light? Do you want it embedded more into the ceiling? There's a lot of different applications, a lot of different products to meet different needs.
Wow, that's interesting. So you can have this mounted if you wanted, or you can just, is it... Because I don't have one. Can you
Why
just
not? Why don't you
not
have
yet.
One? At your,
I, not
come
yet,
on.
Not yet. I don't have one. Do you wheel it in? Can you carry it in? Is it heavy? What?
Most of the time, you're looking at maybe 10, 20 pounds.
Okay.
Maybe 2 pounds. All, again, depending on the side. Most of the time, it's permanently mounted, except for those, they're called Riviera, but it's more like a parasol that you see in bars and restaurants. But most of the time, they're mounted either from the ceiling or from the walls, and it's permanently electrical, and you can sometimes either flip it on or off by a switch, or control it by a timer, or control it by occupancy, or control it from a, you know, 0, 10, 20, all the way up to 100%. So there's a lot of different ways that you can control this, make it comfortable. They don't want it to be, oh my gosh, I'm going to turn it on, I'm going to, you know, it's so hot, I can't stand it. No, then have a controller on it.
Solera, MBA Corporation, Mark Crumnow here with us, and also we have Ben Leroy.
Yep, Leroy.
Leroy, a product manager at Werner Electric Supply. Mark, is there a common application that you say, you know, this is the one I sell the most of to this kind of business or this kind of household or this kind of consumer?
Sure. As an example, restaurants, they have double their occupancy by having an indoor and an outdoor venue. Well, in Wisconsin, we have something called wintertime.
A little
which,
limited.
Yeah. So what's happening there is they'll have these Solera heaters out there, and they can extend their outside seating, which is generating money for them, maybe by an extra month. In the springtime, guess what? People are outside, you know, sitting prior to summertime. Residential. Many times you're looking at by like hot tub areas. Mm-hmm. You're looking at hobby areas. You're looking at the garage when you're, like I said, working on your 57 Chevy. Quilting applications, whatever it may be. Bars, mm-hmm. outside venues for smoking, keeping their customers comfortable. That brings in more income. Everything from dock, you know, for their heaters. We've actually had it in cheese places where the entire, where the cheese warehouse, everything is cooled down for the cheese for, you know, health-wise. But just where a person sits on their computer, they've got a small little Solera heater, and it's just keeping them at least reasonably warm compared to their winter jacket and winter gloves and winter hat and scarf and boots and everything right on down the line.
Yeah. Price-wise, I'm sure there's a big range here, but where are we talking about price range?
You can be in pricing from $200-$300 probably up to, depending on the applications, where you can have multitude of these and yeah. larger for docks, maybe a few thousand. But from a residential application, very, very reasonable. From a commercial point of view, when you're looking at the increase of income, bars and restaurant, most of the time, there was an application up in northern Wisconsin that one weekend being open now with the Solera heaters paid for the entire project of Solera heaters. They were able to keep that bar open, that outside venue, with some little bit of modifications.
Serve more people.
All the season. So really, if you can invest one weekend of income, and now you've got it for the years, that's a nice payback.
Very nice. So the presentation, again, is going to be happening at Answers to Energy Expo coming up on Saturday, the 20th. And again, the time there is 1:30 at the Appleton Solar Stage, and Mark will be doing the presentation. So you can talk to him and get all that, or you can go over to the Werner Electric Supply and booth, and Ben will be over there. I'll talk to you a little bit about, hey, I heard the show, want to talk a little bit more about that, and maybe you can use some other ideas of applications, because like you said, probably mentioned 20 to 30 of them already, and there's great. Probably 20 to 30 more. So great stuff. MBA Corporation, Mark Rumnow, and also thanks, Ben, for being with us today from Werner Electric.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Listen next week as we spotlight another business and show you ways to save hundreds and thousands of dollars on energy. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please call 230-0801 and speak with Bill Schultz.